Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Acts 11:26. This is the first time that this particular designation is given for the followers of Jesus Christ. A disciple is a follower, or one who imitates. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1. If we follow Christ, we seek to become like Christ. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, 1 Peter 2:21. The lesson that Peter is teaching is that as we suffer for well-doing, we are to follow Christ, who also suffered for well-doing. Jesus has left an example that we are to follow or imitate in our own life. As we walk in the steps of Christ or follow the example of Christ, we become his disciples. A disciple is one who learns the lessons being taught by the teacher. Jesus teaches us how to live in obedience to the will of God. In our life of obedience to God, we glorify God. Ye should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. As we follow Christ and imitate his life, we wear the name of Christian. A Christian is a sheep that follows the shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. John 10:27. A Christian does not hear the voice of the world, nor the voice of pleasure or success. A Christian does not hear the voice of a false prophet. A Christian hears only the voice of Jesus Christ. Jesus was identifying a Christian when he taught, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Matthew 7:21. A Christian not only hears the words of Jesus, but also obeys the voice of Jesus. A Christian will follow the example of Christ in obedience to the will of the Father. Jesus said concerning his own life and purpose upon the earth, "For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of the Father that sent me." John 6:38. Jesus was obedient to the will of God. A Christian will hear the will of God and do as God speaks in his word. A Christian is a disciple of Jesus Christ. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.